Before we go further, there was a shtickel Gemara. We did not learn Tosfos on the Gemara. So I just like to learn over again the Gemara with Rashi and Tosfos. So the Gemara really starts on that. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Tanya, two lines from the bottom. Tanya, Beishamai Oimrim Mekaneya. And Rashi says, Pshat, that it's speaking about Bein Gvina Levoso, that there's no din Shehiya, but Al Kaponim, one needs Kinuach. And the purpose of Kinuach, Rashi had said, Shalaya Nidvak Klum Min Horishain Bachanicho. That means if a person is eating, let's say, Gvina first, and then he wants to eat Boso, so he has to be Mekaneach Piv, in order to ensure that when he eats the basa, there won't be any gvina left in his mouth. So how is one mekaneach pid? Is beishamay oimrim mekaneach, beisilul oimrim meidiach. My mekaneach or my meidiach. So what is the machlokes of a meidiach? Means he rinses his mouth. A mekaneach means he eats something, and through eating that takes out whatever is dovuk bepiv, that takes it out. May mekaneach may mediach. So the Gemara has here three tzodim. Ileime beishamay oimrim mekaneach v'loi boi mediach. So Rashi learns pshat. Mekaneach means that you have to eat something and that will take out all the leftover particles of the gvine. V'loi boi mediach. After you mekaneach, you don't have to rinse your mouth. The kinuach did it. And only kinuach will help. Ubeis Hillel oimrim meidiach v'leiboi mekaneach. Beis Hillel holds that you have to rinse your mouth, and Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel holds that rinsing is better than kinuach. So Beis Hillel oimrim meidiach v'leiboi mekaneach. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. That's the machlokes. Beishamai holds kinuach is better, and that's what has to be done. And Beisilu holds hadoch is better, and that's what has to be done. Break the Gemara. If that would be the case, Allahoda Omar Rabbi Zeire, ein kinuach pe elo bepas. Rabbi Zeire set guidelines that kinuach can only be bepas. Keman. So, kibeshamai, because according to Beis Hillel, there's no such inyan of kinuach, you need hadoche. So that can't be, we don't paskin like beshamai. So the Gemara wants to say a second malach. Elo beshamai oimrim mekaneach v'leiboi mediach. Beshamai holds again, kinuach is better than hadoche, and kinuach is sufficient. Ubeis Hillel oimrim af mediach. Now, according to this lotion, it could be, Beis Hillel is also moide that kinuach is better than hadoche, but it is not sufficient. You need two cleansing processes. You need kinuach, and you need to rinse the mouth. Frag the Gemara, so if that's pshat, havalei mikulei beishamai mechumrei Beis Hillel. So it comes out that here beishamai is mekel, beishamai holds kinuach is sufficient, and Beis Hillel holds you need kinuach plus hadoche. So this should have been learned in Idyas, which brings all the kulei beishamei v'chumei beisil. So the Gemara says, Elo beishamei oimrim mekaneach v'hu adin lemediach. Beishamei says you need kinuach plus hadoche. You need hadoche plus kinuach. Mar omar chode, umar omar chode, v'loi pligi. And fakir, both of them agree you need both. Now, it's very interesting. The Bible, we're learning Rashi, so it's very interesting. Everyone holds you need both. But each one haps on the other. The Beis Shammai says you need kinuach, also hadoche. I'm telling you kinuach. And Beis Hillel says you need the Hadoche, and also Kinochem is very modne. So, it's difficult to understand. So I saw the Leiv Aryeh says, Al Kaponim and Shitas Rashi, that Fakert, that each one is saying, each one is going Lishitosam, that Beis Shammai holds Kinuach is much better than Hadoche. So he's telling us, if you need Kinuach, if you need the Chomer, the cleansing process, so you'll see you need the Kuladike. It's a Koshke. That's what the Leiv Aryeh says. The Nokat HaKhoshu V'Khoshke Nagorua. That means, if a person says he needs surgery, he zicha needs medicine. I mean, he's saying he even needs kinuach. He even needs kinuach. Koshkein, you'll need hadoche, which is, and then Beis Hillel says fakert, because Beis Hillel holds hadoche is better than kinuach. So he even needs hadoche, koshkein, kinuach. Let us see Rashi. Leime beishami eime mekaneach piv, veloi meidiach, b'mayim, shakinuach yofa min adoche, lehuskir kan adoche, you don't make adoche. Beisilu leime meidiach, leiboi kinuach, leisagi lei bikinuach, it's not sufficient kinuach, kinuach is not sufficient, Ela meidiach b'mayim v'hu iker v'ein tzorich kinuach. The iker is hadoche v'ein tzorich kinuach. So the Gemara says, so if that would be the case, that according to Beis Hillel, there's no union of kinuach, so what did Rabbi Zeira say in kinuach? Pe lahachshir lechol bosarach agvine elam kein kinchoi v'pas, the kinuach ha'pas sho'icha la'pas b'intayim u'yofe, Name Beis Shammai, the Beis Hillel, Hadoche boy, Lehusker Kinuach. There is no such cleansing process of Kinuach. So Mo wanted to say, no, maybe Beis Shammai holds you need Kinuach, and Beis Hillel holds you need both. Af meidich, tabai binan. Kama Rab Zeire, the Kinuach, bein lama, bepasu. So Mo said, Lisnaim, Seches Idiye, Shekol Kulei Beis Shammai, Vechumi Beis Hillel, Nishnasham. So the Gemara Firdoi said, no, v'hu adin detarvayu be'ino. We need both. Let us see Taisvis. Ileime be'shama yoime mekaneyach leiboi midiach. Perish be'kontres shakinuach yofe min adoche. So be'shama holds you need kinuach, not adoche. Lehuske kan adoche will not help. Ubeis Hillel oimrim meidiach v'leiboi mekaneach. If I count, hadoch is better. V'leiboi mekaneach. V'leisagi lebekinuach. El meidiach b'mayim. V'hu ikar. V'in tzorech kinuach. V'koshe lepirushoi v'loi havalei lemeimer v'leiboi. It shouldn't have said v'leiboi. Elo mekaneach v'loy meidiach. Meidiach v'loy mekaneach. So the first kash of Taisvis is, Fakert, the leiboy is very misleading. The leiboy would be that Fakert, kinuach is less. Leiboy, you don't need adoche. Kinuach alone is sufficient. The way Rashi says it, mekaneach v'loy meidiach. Okay, so the first v'loy boy is l'cheire shver on Rashi. Dach sechmir, Rashi wasn't geiris the first v'loy boy, because Rashi taka is geiris v'loy meidiach, not v'loy boy meidiach. That's a dibra maschel of Rashi. The second dibra maschel, is Rashi says v'loy boy kinuach, so that could be the second divrasi, because Beis Shammai said you need kinuach, so Beis Hillel answer them, no, not the way you said you need kinuach. So v'loy boy is going on Beis Hillel, you don't need kinuach the way you said. But on the first, on the Loshna Beis Shammai, Rashi was not Kairis for Leiboy. Okay, but this is Taisus Kashi. The Havel of Meim of Leiboy, Ela Mekaneach, Veloi Mediach, Mediach Ela Mekaneach. For Oy, this is a Shvere Kashi, Take. Amai Dochik, the Gemara feels Ois, the Take, a big Dochik, that there's no Machloikis, everyone knows you need both. He says Mekaneach, he says Mediach, but you need both. Amai dochik lasuki the leiplig. Why did I say such a thing? Leima, let us say, the lebei shamai odif kinuach. A bei shamai holds kinuach is better. U beis hilu sovri, you're right. The af bahadoche lechude sagi kemoi bikinuach lechude. They hold adoche is also good. Could be, you're right, kinuach is zicher good, but hadocha will also help. And if you say this, so it's meiridik, so everything flows. Beishamay oimi mikaneach. Beishamay holds mikaneach, kinuach is better than hadocha. And that we start off like this. Beisilu meidich, not that is a machloikis in svore, which is also shver according to Rashi. Yo, this is very also shver. I agree with you. Kinuach is zicher better. But Beisil I'm in Meidich, they say Meidich is also good. So Meimel it's Meiridik. Kinuach helps according to everyone. That's why Rab Zeire says, but you have to know, you make Kinuach, and Kinuach element pass. But Kinuach zicher helps, you have to know how to make Kinuach. And then Beisil is Meikel, and Beisil is saying, but Hadoch is also good. This is a Meiridik Kasha and Rashi. It's a Meiridik Kasha and Rashi. And this would be a much easier pshat in the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Samur dikekash. Lochein nire. So therefore, because of this kash, Tosfos says fakert von Rashi. The pshita lei lemesada rashas da docha odif mikinuch. That's a taken. Everyone agrees Adoche is better than Kinuach. There's no Machloikis was better. Everyone agrees that Adoche is better. Vachi Pirush. So now the first Malach. Beishami Sovri Mikaneach Buleiboi Mediach. That means everyone holds Mediach is better. So Beishami said, you can make Kinuach, you don't need Mediach. Buleiboi is Meiridik. Kloima Bikinuach Sagi. Avogav Digora. Even though kinuach is less than hadoche, leboy mediach dode. U beisilu sovri mediach lechudei beinon. No. You need mediach. So memelus that comes out beisilu is machma. Vahashta havale lemeima vuleisagi bimekaneach. Now look, it says in the Loshen, says in the Loshen, v'leiboi mekaneach, which is shver according to Tosfos. Not leiboi mekaneach, it's leisagi mekaneach. That you need it. Fakir, hadoch is better. Yishiv leisagi mekaneach, degora, alaidi, denoket, lebeishamai, v'leiboi, and beishamai, taki, you don't need hadoch. Hadoch is better, you don't need hadoch. Noket nami lebeisilu. Vahashte, Havale Lamivras, the Gemara could have now asked the second kasha also. In Kain Havale Mikule Beishami Michumi Beisilu. Now this Lepichi Achite. The Master Kasha, if Beisilu holds that you need Hadoch and Kinuch is no good, so what is Rabzeir telling us how to make Kinuach? We pass in Kinuch is no good? The Gemara could have said, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara could have asked another kasha. V'loimot zilishnui. Now Taisa says, maybe if we'll say these Yesaidis, that Hadoch is better than Kinuach. So let's say like this. V'loimot zilishnui de Beishama itarti boy. V'noken mikaneach, wood in the boy mediach padai. That Beishama says, you need Kinuach, that means you need the smaller one, and you also need the bigger one. You need even the smaller one. Need even the smaller one. Af mikaneach, that means besides the adochi, you need kinuach. ובישילו סוברי וסגי בחד, אוי מידיח, אוי מקנח, because you have to say וסגי בחד, because of only a dog is good, so then we have to farm with abzere. And בישילו holds either one is good. אם כן, אבל בישילו למינקת, מקנח, תברבוס את שווי דגורם עם מדיח. If Beis Hillel holds that Kinuach is also good, and Beis Shammai said, so that, and Beis Shammai says you need Hadocha plus Kinuach, so Beis Hillel should have said not Hadocha alone is good, he should have said the bigger Rebusa, that Afilo Kinuach is good. So that's why the Gemara didn't say it, and the Gemara Lamaisa said that you need both, and for some reason each one chapped on now it comes that according to Beis Shammai Chapton, the Kuladike cleansing, and he means also you need the Chumradike, and Beis Hillel said that the Chumradike needs the Kuladike. I mean, it's very modern how by each one said the Loch in this Oifen. Okay, let us go down now to Omar Shmuel, Omar Shmuel ano loho milse chalo bar chamro legabi abe. That's after the bov of the Ein Mishpot. So the line after the same line. Omar Shmuel ano loho milse chalo bar chamro legabi abe. Legabi my father, this Indian, I'm chalo bar chamro. That means my father was wine and I'm vinegar. That means I'm not on my father's madrege. The ilu abe have a sayer nirsei trei zimni biyoyme. My father twice a day used to inspect his nechosim to see if everything's going good, if you have to be misakin something. Twice a day he inspected his nechosim. And Bano Loi Sairno Elo Chodazimne. I only do it once a day, and he's misoinen that he's not up to the madrega of his father. The Indian of Sayer Nichsei, the Indian of Sayer Nichsei, if the Yamshur Shloime says that, Chayev habaylim lidoik v'lishmer mikol nchosov mikol nezek v'hefsid k'day shelo ye'oni v'yitztarech l'matnas posov adon. Amor dikazach. This is from the hishtadlus that a person has to do. Rabbi Yishom gave him nchosem is mechuyev to lidoik v'lishmer nechosav mikol nezek v'hefsid. And that he shouldn't be a mitzach labos of adot. He was given this, he has to take care of it. So Shmuel said his father was very medagdik in this chiyuv, and twice a day he used to inspect his nechosim. He's never not in the madrega of his father, and never he does it once a day. Shmuel Tamei, the Omar Shmuel said, Man desaya nichsei kol yoyme, a person who every day will inspect his nechosim, mashkech astire, he'll find a coin. That means you're gonna gain from it. If you ignore your nechosim, you're gonna have saved them. And by inspecting them, and you'll take care wherever there's a necessity to take care. Mashke chastire. Abaye, avisaye, nichse kol yoyme v'yoyme. Abaye, every day he used to be boidik is nechosem. Yoyme echad, one day, poga barise de dori patcho de oifi. One day he goes to the field and he sees the oris. Is carrying a big bundle of branches, and there's a big kasha, where are you going to? I mean, he cut off the branches, and he wanted to take them for himself. And Abaye met him red-handed. Amale, hani lehecha, where you taking this bundle of branches? Amale, lebeima, I'm taking it for you. Fine. Okay, he's taking it for him because he met him, so Amale is taking it for him. But al kaponim, amale kva kodmuch rabbonon, that means, the rabbonon, were a step ahead of your cheshbonis, and that's why you weren't able to do what you wanted to do. Rav Asi Avesaye Nichsei Kol Yoimen. Rav Asi used to be Boidik his Nechosim every day. Omar Heichi Nini Kolhani Astiri Demar Shmuel. Where's all these coins of Shmuel? Shmuel says a person is Boidik his Nechosim, he's gonna gain a lot. Every day Mr. Tami ate himself up, he's wasting his time looking at the Nechosim. Mamish Gonish, Mamish, it's a waste of time. But he did it, finished. Shmuel said you should do it. He did it. Yom echad chozet zinoire debotko ba'are. I think the taich is the zinor was an amas hamayim. It was like a canal. The botko, like there was a crack, there was a pgam in the upper chelik of this canal. And water was shooting out. And the peiris in his karka would have been ganzen flooded if he wouldn't have seen it. Shokle leglime, so he took off his beged. Solche, he made a bundle out of his beged. And oisvei begavi, so where the pras and the ama was, he stuck it there as a temporary, stuffing. And Rome called it, then he, but he realized this is only a temporary hatzola. Rome called Osi, Inchi, people came in Sochu, and then they went and they made a permanent job, and they stuffed up this crack or this pras. Omar, he said, Ashkechesinu, Lekuli, Istri, the Mashmu. Oh, now I found all the history that Mashmu was talking about. I got them now. I wouldn't have gone today, Rachmanin, it's long, so everything would have been in Gansen flooded. Zogt Rashi. Saya heilich vereye kakoisev mein zriches. Mashkirch is tilu, moitzi sela, mignesha misaktam bachola zoichi, take care of them, so you won't have said them. Patra daifi masi eitzim shayagainvoi. Kodmuch shamush yadam rei nechosu b'chayim v'yira mayasa zisir samamelet. So the Rabbonon foiled your plans. Zineire de bitka hamayim yaitzim chutz l'gdeisayim boin lishtoi peroisev derech pchas shebesfas ha'ome. I think bitka is the pchas and the ome, that's the zineire. It was a pras besfas omen. Rami kola heirim koil v'tzobach. Zog te gebor habayta. Oma ravidi barovin, oma ravitzot barashion, mariem rishoinim mitzvev, maim rishoinim is a mitzvev, vachroinim choyve, maim achroinim is a choyve. Frag the Gemara Meisevei, we learned Mayim Rishonim Bachroinim Choyvo Emtsaayim Rishus. So here it says the Rishonim are also a Choyve. You said that the Rishonim are a Mitzvah. So the Gemara answers Mitzvah Lagabi Rishus Choyva Korilai. That means if you're comparing the Mayim Rishonim to the Mayim Achroinim, so then the Achroinim are called a Choyva, and the Rishonim are called a Rishus, a Mitzvah. But if you're mentioning them Tzayim also, them Tzayim attack a Rishus, so Mitzvah Lagabi Rishus Choyv Bekorilet. Gufo, Mayim Rishonim Vachroinim Choyvim, Emtsaayim Rishus. Rishonim Neitav Beibikli Beinagabikarkim. The Rishonim You wash your hands in a, if you want, you can wash them in a kli. If you want, you can wash them al gabei kalkir. Achroinim ein neutlim elo bekli. You can only wash mayim achroinim in a kli. Va'omri lo, others say, ein neutlin al gabei kalkir. Not that it has to be bekli, ein neutlin al gabei kalkir. My binayo, ike binayo, kinsa. Now, let us see Rashi. Choyva adife mi mitzvah. Becoming meforish, my choyva isayu, what is the choyv of my machoinim? Mitzvah, lishmaya divrei chachomim. Emtsaayim shenoitlim bein tavshel, the tavshel linikiyis, stamasei linikiyis baumer. That's a rishus. So the Gemara says, we learned a baraisa that says that rishayne v'achayne v'achayve. Hey, we say, I rishus, so the Gemara says, mitzvah l'gabi rishus chayve korile. Bishum detoni emtsaayim ba'adayu, since he mentioned emtsaayu, korile rishayno chayve. So the rishayne makor da chayve. Af al pi she'einam elu mitzvah, abach shuvah sein eitel oshus, lekreis ha'chayva, but a mitzvah legabi reshus, that it's called ha'chayva, because mitad the mitzvah, there's a chayv to do it. So that's why it's called chayva. Bein bekli mitarchteyem lekablom. Now, the Gemara says as follows. Maim reshoinim, you can wash in a keli. You can wash on the ground. Bein bekli, bein lagabi karka. You can wash directly on the ground. And there's no problem if people walk over them, because there's no ruach ro on mayim rishonim, so it's no problem. You can wash it in the kli, wash in the karka. Mayim achroinim, so one man the yomer says, ein leitwin elo bekli, another mandama says, a neutlin al gabe kalke. You don't need a kli, a neutlin al gabe kalke. The nafkamin will be kinso. Im neusin shafoi eitzim. Shafoi eitzim is like shavings of wood. Uksomim tachteim. Underneath the mayim achoinim. Leman di omar kli. According to the man di omar that says kli. Hocho lav kliu. This is not a kli. Lamanda Omer ein neutlin al gabi kalker shaper dormi. Kama meforish mishim de ruacho shoir aleyen kshehein al gabi kalker. Now, the rehites loshen of Rashi, as mazoi shteit in Mishnah Berurim, the rehites loshen of Rashi, it seems, when is there a ruacho? So, the second lotion, Allah, we paskin like the second lotion, is if it's agabi kalke, there's a ruach ro. So, agabi kalke, it's a ruach ro. If you have something that's mafsik, beinoile kalke, and it gets absorbed in this, so it's so that there's no ruach ro. There's no ruach ro. As long as it's not agabi kalke. The now it's on the kalka, that creates the ruacha, and the ruacha is a sakon. A person is not allowed to walk on something that there is a ruacha, because it's mazik. A ruacha is mazik. So memele, so the second lotion holds that kismin is mutter. So marav is a shaila and sharetzi and dafsach mir. If you could wash my machoinim on a floor, not on an earthen floor. So there's a svara to say it's not al gabi karka. The ruach ro, according to the second lotion, is that al gabi karka is a ruach ro. Or adoma, chveis karka is adoma sheniskalo. So memela, but a ritzpe is not a ruach ro. Or others want to say, since it's mechuba le karka, so it also is a din karka. Shafoim is pshat is that it's not mechuba le karka. So then it's called, it's called, so it's not on kark, it's on something else then there's no huacho. And according to the first lotion, only if it was in a keli, then there's no huacho. If it was in a keli, there's no huacho. That's according to the first lotion. Now the biralocha klaus ashayla, if you poured it into a keli, so there's no huacho whatsoever. Are you allowed to pour it back? Pour it now on the kalke. So he has two tzadim. Could be as long as the Maim HaChoinim were poured into a keli, so there's no lacha, period. So memele, you're allowed to pour it now on kalke. Maybe not. Shabbos calls man it's in a keli, there's no lacha. You can pour it on the kalke, could be, there'll be a chuacha, and it's mazik. Yeah. Let us go a little further, and then we'll see Taisviz. Mayim Rishainim Neutlin Bein Bechamin Bein Betzaina. Mayim Rishainim, you can use hot water also. Achainim Neutlin Ela Betzaina. Bibnei Shechamin Mefafin Esa Yodayim Bein Mavirin Esa Zuhama. It seems the hot water softens the skin. Let's say it opens up the pores, and the zuama enters the pores now. So it does not accomplish, it doesn't take off the zuama. They may be in a zuama. So trashi mefafin, merachichin es yidayim, avlin bemes zoyam atafshel. The zuama is atafshel. Maim rishoinim, neutlin, Bein Bechamin, Bein Betzoyna. And then, Mamachoynim is only Betzoyna. Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbiane, Leishonu Elo Shein Yatze Ledes Behem, Aval Yatze Ledes Behem, Ein Neitlin Behem. So, according to this Loshen, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is going Amayim Rishayim. That what we said, Vayim Rishoinim, is Neutlin, Bein Bechamim, Bein Betzoinim, that's Tafkein Yatze Ledesbem. But if it's Yatze Ledesbem, then Afilu Mayim Rishoinim is also no good. It's also possible. Beike de Masna lo Haseife, Achoinim e Neutlin al Betzoinim, Avachamim Loi, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yani Lo Shana Lo Sheyatze Ledes Ben, Avleina Yatze Ledes Ben, Neutlin. Michlal, so verkehrt, Maim Achroinim, that it said Chaimim Loi, is Afki Yatze Ledes. Michlal, the Rishoinim, Afo Bish Yatze Ledes Ben, Muta. So, Rashi, Say Ledes Nichvis, Dear Rashi is a Merdike, Loshen, that is a stira Rashi in Shabbos. About Kaponim here, Rashi says Nichvis, it's Yad Nichvis Ben. Shaila is how one can wash his hands if it's Yad. I mean, Yad Seledes Ben, Rashi is, what's the problem by Maim Rishonim? Rotlu v'nishtanu mitoiras Maim. It seems it loses the shame Mayim by Yad Nichvis. Ike de Masel HaSeif, Eloi Shonu, Dachayni Bechamim Loi. Let's see a little further. Omar Rav Nachman Leshon will bring Tavshu with Tavshu. That what we say. Emtsayim Rishus. Omar Rav Nachman Leshon will bring Tavshu with Tavshu. Avo bring Tavshu with Gvina Chayve. Omar Rav Yehuda Bereide Rav Chiya, Bivnei Ma'omru Mayim Achoinim Chayvo, why is Mayim Achoinim Chayvo? Shemelach Stoimis Yesh, Shemesame Esoim Mayim. That there is Melach Stoimis, and Bizman Chazal goes on mitzvah too, but it's Soif Asuda to eat Melach, and there's Melach Stoimis, which is harmful to their eyes. So Memele, you have to wash your hands. Omar Abaye said, "Umishtakach ki kute bekure." In a kur of melach, you can find a koiret of melach's daimis. But Rachman and Itzlan, if you get But if this kairat gets into the eyes, it's very detrimental to his eyesight. What if a person was measuring salt? He wasn't eating. That's poshut. If he's mamish handling with salt, we have the same chash, there might be a remnant of melach sedoimis on his hands, and that's very detrimental to his eyesight. Yeah, zogt Rashi. Shmelach stoimis yesh, v'omu chachomim, Chazal said, al kol achiloscha achil melach, after each suda you should eat salt, v'kivin de noga b'melach, ki hoda yoiv yode ya'inai, misamalu, pikach tzorech l'notlo. Mishtakre ki kulta b'kur, eina metzuya ala kairat b'kur. Kol milcha, modad melach, what happens if he measured melach, he was Isaac in salt, k'may v'yamayda b'ayma, v'kolu b'ayimra. So it's a lotion of measuring. May tzachlita p'acha b'ayloi, so he told him, about the gibis, he was zich Isaac in salt, so it's a chiyiv am natila shedai. Let us see Taisvis. Mayim rishaynim mitzve v'achaynim chayve. Bebrochais v'seif pek elu dvorim, Torish, Dorish, Tavayu, Mikro. Viskadishtem, Elumayim Rishonim. Viyisem Kedoshim, Elumayim Achronim. So Toisves, Vasmach, the Balmo. Snapshot that it was a Takonis Chazal. And, the whole thing is not smacht to perhaps remember the din. But it's not the time of the Mayim Achroinim Avimishim Melach Stoimitz Kedama B'Samuch. Because of Melach Stoimitz, this is not the real. So they have to be Visim Kedoshim. It's a sakone. So you have to wash your hands. V'onu V'tayisves Lefi She'ein Melach Stoimitz Motzi B'nein. We don't have melach sedaimis. Loinogu b'mayim achayinim. So we're not noyeg b'mayim achayinim. This is shitas ha-taisvus. So finished. So first of all, don't be taken aback by the loshen v'avisim kedoshim. That's the mechayva mayim achayinim. No. It's the tam is out sakone. In melach, there's no sakone. There's no problem. Vochinami. So it brings like another ayah, that the whole kidorish osam kikodesh zeh shemen orev, kikodesh, viskadish viskadosh, kikodesh nir shemalikeichem. So kikodesh, the gemara darshins, zeh shemen orev, sho yisochin as yedem, they used to smear the hands, lahavir es hazuema. Avi asmachte, that's also an asmachte, it's no takon on that. Loi metzino b'shum mokim sheyesh shemen loi chayve v'loi mitzve. V'hada amar hosam. The Gemara says over there, kishem shehamizuim posel avoyde, kach yodayim mizuhamois psulim lebroch. Now, if you learn the Gemara literally, seem to be saying that if you have unclean hands, you can't make a bracha with them. Just like a mezuzah is possible to do the avodah, so you're neivet lifnei Hashem. A bracha is also you mentioned the bracha. You have to have clean hands. So it would seem that there's an inyan of fakelt viskadishem v'yisim kedoshim. They should have yadayim nekiyas. So Taisa says, "Hainu lahem, shahoya hadava aleihem chayva litel achar sud." Bizman Chazal, there was a chiyuv to wash your hands. The chiyuv to wash your hands is because of sakone. But there's a chiyuv, but you're not allowed to walk around with such hands. You have to wash them. So Taisva says, Lefikach nechshaves kimizuhames. That means it's irrelevant why you have to wash your hands. But if there's a chiyuv netile, even if the reason is al tzakone, but there's the chiyuv netile, some emela, making a bracha without netile is, that's called yadayim mizuhames. Tzorech lahagdol velitol koidem brochem. Hagavuch in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought on other stakke. It's not like Tosfos, others learn pshat that there's stakke another reason for my machayinim al tzidayim mizuhamis, because for kelt al tzidayim kedoshim that the hands should be clean when you make a bracha, then it's very good. It's loshen. Yeah. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, a filu you don't hold like that, but if a person is an istanis, and it bothers him, he's mechuyiv taka to wash his hand, that less man the polit. He's mechuyiv to wash his hand before he makes a broche. A filu he wants to make lavdav get a bench. He wants to make a boy priyagov in the middle of the suda. He has to wash, and he has fatty hands. And it bothers him, so wash your hands first before you make the broche. Kvarim Tosh doesn't learn like that. Mim Toyma. Lemainav gemina hoda rishayne mitzvah v'achaynem choyve, mali mitzvah, mali choyve, the mitzvah hotabayu choyve, kidiktani bebreise, v'loi rishus, what's one saying? This is a mitzvah, this is a choyve, lemaisi mchuyiv to the boat, whatever the reason is. Remember when the time the nav gemina linyin melchomis, arshus, the same per kamad eirem, and the pturim mechitzis yedai. That in a person is yetzel melchama and he doesn't have access to water, so they pater netilus yadayim and netilus yadayim for mayim rishonim. They pater it because they don't have access to water. But mayim achoyim is achoyim. That's what I mean. This is a sakonah. So my mele, you mechuyiv to wash mayim achoyim. Achoyim eloy. אמר רב יהודה ברי דרב חייה מבני מאמר מים החיים חיים בני שמלך סטיימס זה סקונה מסתם הסיניים ולוח יש גדול לספיריש רשיינים שהם מצווה משום שכח תרומה טעונים ברוכה that it's a mitzvah tzrach trumah that means since tam yadayim shniyas and the kohen has to wash his hands if he eats trumah so they said everyone has to wash their hands already. So that was a mitzvah, so there ain't a broch on it. Aval achoinim shein letzoyrech odom. It's not a mitzvah, it's to protect himself. Mishimelech sudaimis, ain't tunim broch. You don't need a broch. Omikan kosab rabbein Yehuda bepek me medlikin betais voisov shein leboich al krishma shilifnei mitosoy ashekichono bemitzvoisov etzvono likroi shema. This Krishma Shalmite, because the whole time is out Mazikin, so the whole Krishma is to protect himself. That's you don't make a broch on that. That's why you don't make a broch on Mayim Achroinim, because it's only for your own protection. If you do it for the Rabbeinu Shalom, then you decide she's on Mitzvah Sivitzivah. Vimtaima emtsaayim kigoyim ben gvina leboso shem letzoyrech mitzvah you tunim broche. Why didn't you make a broche between gvina leboso? Vishlam dain zekim hechsher achile. I've said it's a mitzvah. If I want to eat now, I have to make sure my mouth is roi to eat boso now. If I have particles, we have particles of cheese in my mouth, so I can't eat bosa. It's not said it's a mitzvah. I just have to be machsher my mouth lachila. If you take out the chaylev, it's not called you're doing a mitzvah. If there's chaylev there, you can't eat it. You want to be able to eat it, so you take out the chaylev, umlichas bosa.